You're listening to WILL. I'm Chris Berube. The two most influential rankings in the university world came out in the last couple of weeks, the Times Higher Education World Reputation Survey and the U.S. News Ranking of Graduate Schools in America. It was kind of a mixed bag for the University of Illinois. On the Times survey, U of I finished in 24th place. That's very good. It was ahead of such heavyweights as the London School of Economics and Carnegie Mellon University. But a lot of the talk came out of the U.S. news rankings, where the law school at U of I fell to 47th place. That's a large fall for a school that used to be in the top 20. These things have a pretty big impact, but Scott Jasek, the editor of Inside Higher Education, says there are a lot of problems with both surveys.
One thing that they both have in common is they very much are based on reputational surveys. And what reputational surveys tell you is, who has historically been seen as strong, and they tell you that from a very specific perspective. So the Times Higher is a excellent publication, and what their rankings tell you is which research universities, because that's their perspective, have historically been the strongest. The people who fill out the forms and participate do not do an individual study to see if U of Illinois has actually gotten better this year or last, or Chicago has, or whoever. They're going by their gut, which tells you something, but it's not a lot. If you look at the, say, the U.S. News grad school rankings, they have multiple criteria. The reputational survey, though, is still a big part, but there are real questions about some of their other criteria. So, for instance, colleges, the law schools do best if they admit students with high LSAT scores. So what you have happen is that law schools will spend a lot of their money recruiting students with high LSAT scores who might have otherwise gone to another law school. This means that law school student aid doesn't go to the most needy student, but it's a student with high LSAT scores. It also assumes that high LSAT scores are what you need. So let's take Illinois. Let's say the University of Illinois Law School decided to really boost its recruitment of students who were going to go work in inner city Chicago on social justice issues. And let's say they created a great program for that, but the students didn't have the best LSAT scores. U of Illinois' ranking would go down.
Now, you say that there are problems with these kind of rankings. It seems like they have a pretty big impact, though. I mean, especially on fundraising, there's been a lot of kind of hand-wringing and nervous talk after U Illinois fell, you know, the law school fell to 47th this week because there was worry that the donors might sort of evaporate.
I would never say that they don't have impact. They have a lot of impact. A lot of students, when they're considering where to apply, have in their mind, I want to go only to a top 20 place or a top 10 place. And alumni are certainly very proud of their ranking, you know, assuming it's in whatever they consider the correct place. But what I would say is, institutions that boast about their rankings in good years, they're creating the problem. Because if they shout to the world, hey, we are number 17 this year, we're in the top 20, and that means so much, well, then, not surprisingly, their alumni might be annoyed when they drop to 22. But the reality is, when they were 17 and when they were 22, they probably weren't that different. But if you shout to the world that it means something, you can't be surprised when it means something. Really great universities don't dramatically change from year to year. And that's why if you look at the very top of the survey, which tends to be institutions that have historically always been thought of as good, you don't see a lot of movement. If the University of Illinois, say, radically improved part of its curriculum or launched a major research program in a certain area, most people wouldn't know.
Now, a couple of years ago, the University of Illinois Law School got in some trouble because they found out that they had kind of been fudging numbers in terms of admissions, which had a pretty big influence on how they were ranked in the U.S. News poll. Do you think that those kind of events have a big influence on the ranking?
Well, I mean, it's been interesting. In the past year, we've had a number of colleges that have been caught up in admitting, usually after somebody leaves, that they were fudging the rankings or the statistics that they gave that went into the rankings. Some cases, the changes had an impact. In other cases, they didn't have much of an impact. I mean, again, these are very complicated formulas, and sometimes the changes don't mean that much. But certainly, it looks terribly bad when an institution that you're expecting to be honest isn't. And some of these statistics matter a lot to students. So, for instance, job placement ratings. I would say accurate job placement statistics is something that if I were applying to law school, I'd care about a lot. And so you might think rankings are silly, but you might look for the rankings because you care deeply about, you want to know, are the law school grads actually getting jobs?
Scott Jasek is the editor of the publication Inside Higher Education. He joined us from Washington.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
ball
be
and fight.
To your school. Football and track. I'm proud to wear it now and